Good morning. This is Sophie and Imogen with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, landholders could be fined up to $14,000 for not complying with mandatory fire ant treatment laws on their properties. The National Eradication Program highlights that the super pests will only be eradicated if safe chemical baits are implemented at all at-risk properties. The Australian Pesticide Regulatory states these treatments pose no risk to the environment, humans or animals, as the baits are made up of small pieces of corn grit soaked in soybean oil containing a pesticide. Property owners have no legal rights to deny entry for property checks, as police are joining eradication officers to kill off these invasive pests which pose major risks to native species and crops.
The Gold Coast Council has been accused of misleading conduct after extra costs arise due to the worst sewage leak in Queensland's history. Acting Mayor Donna Gates stated that there was no long-term consequences of the spill. However, the council is currently facing a $2.1 million spend in environmental enforcement action. The council insists that there will be no additional impacts on ratepayers as the work was already planned. However, a spokesperson from the Department of Environment, Science and Innovation claims that this statement is not consistent with what the council declared in the application.
In national news, a project led by the University of South Australia is addressing critical safety concerns that could arise from NASA's Artemis program. NASA's program aims to establish a long-term human presence on the moon, which will expose astronauts to dangerous situations in remote areas such as the lunar South Pole. The University of Australia is in the process of designing a satellite constellation that will act as an emergency system able to send distress signals, incident reports, and offer geolocation services. This innovation represents a significant breakthrough in space exploration.
A central Queensland business owner is at the forefront of a surge in insurance premiums as the increase in repeated crimes pushes up costs. Anne Fersman is trying to keep up with the soaring costs after her Yeppoon sports store has been targeted by thieves 6 times in the last 10 months, including a ram raid through the front doors of her store. Anne says her premium was jacked up after the incident from $12,000 to $24,000. Senior lecturer at Griffith University says premiums rose between 20 to 30% across Australia during the COVID-19 pandemic and states that there does not seem to be a disproportionate increase to premiums in some ways compared to the inflationary impact following a $1.4 billion profit for General Insurance last quarter alone.
In international news, a World War II era bomb has detonated at a Japanese airport, grounding over 80 flights. The 500-pound explosive left a 7-metre-wide crater in the taxiway of Miyazaki Airport, with bystander video showing the blast launching asphalt into the air. Officials remain unsure of what caused the sudden detonation, but are confident that operations will resume as normal tomorrow. The incident adds to the number of bombs uncovered in the area, targeted by the United States during the war as key infrastructure in the training of Imperial Japanese pilots.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.